All right, everybody. I hope you're doing well. It is Aaron over here at the AC Method, and it is a Thursday morning. It is finally springtime. Love that. The sun's finally out, starting to get the vitamin D without the shot. So all positives there. If you guys followed us on Instagram, you will know that I took off on one of those Red Bull racing type planes this weekend. I'm not going to get into a lot of details on it. If you follow us on Instagram, you know a little bit about it, but the pilot that actually took me up, his name is Huntley. I have conned him to come onto the show and tell his story. It was just such a good story. So I don't want to ruin anything, but in the next coming weeks, I'm going to get Huntley on here and talk about how he got to be one of the aerobatic geniuses of our time right now and then all his story. But again, super cool. Had so much fun. I almost threw up. I got a little queasy. It's what happens when you do tail spins and tucks and rolls and everything else on a plane, but it was epic. It was a lot of fun. All right, who comes from a big family? Who comes from a big family when Christmas, it's 50 plus people? You know, it is a huge gathering. I came from a real big family. You know, a lot of people don't know this about me, but I come from the Leave It to Beaver family. I really do. If you remember that TV show, Leave It to Beaver, you had mom and dad who were married and happily married. You had the older son, the younger daughter, and they had the white picket fence. Like, it was the Americana family. I grew up in that. I really did. I'm not going to lie. My parents are high school sweethearts, still married. I'm the oldest. I have a younger sister. So the little nucleus four-person family there. We had dinner together every single night at the dinner table. We never turned the TV on during the week, only on the weekends. Electronics weren't a thing, obviously, back then. There was no cell phones and all that. And so we talked about our day. I got to hear about my dad's day, my mom's day, my sister's day. We all talked around the dinner table. That is probably one of the most beautiful memories that I have as a child because, you know, it's fun. It's fun to hear everything. Come Christmas time, my dad was one of four. His brothers and sisters had three and four kids. Their kids had, you know, kids. It's just huge. And so with all of that, 70, sometimes even 80 people for Christmas back in the day when I was younger was normal for the Clippingers. You know, that's just what it was. And luckily we didn't move very much. So most of the Clippingers were in LA and San Diego, all in Southern California. So when I say this is a family, when I talk about the square coil and welcome to the family, I really truly mean it. You know, it is a family that we have each other's back. We follow, you know, we follow one another and we help each other throughout all this. So when you come in and sign up for Square Coil, you're not being a part of just a company and you get a software and good luck to you. You are joining a family. And I truly say that. So when we were at the show, every single time somebody signed up at the show, I shook their hand. I said, welcome to the family. And every single person looked at me and smiled. And it was just that calm, you know, that nice, warm, calm feeling that you get. You know, when you curl up on the couch, you have your favorite blanket, and you curl up and you just have that nice, warm feeling. You could see that look in their eyes of what they said it when I said, welcome to the family. And I truly meant it. And this show was so cool at Orlando. I know I talked about it last week, but I'm still just on cloud nine from it. I just love it so much because the first day, our booth was very busy with existing customers. And I got to ask you a question. Think of a provider that you have. Think of your internet provider. When's the last time you called them to say thank you? Never, right? Nobody does that. It's kind of weird. But they provide a great service that you can access the world from everything. But we don't bother to call them and thank them for how cool it is that they're doing. But here over at Square Coil, we do. All our customers call just to talk, just to hang out. We had people that was almost like their break area. They'd be walking the trade show, see us, and come and sit down at our tables, just ask how we're doing. We had talked about their kids. We talked about family. We talked about their business, what's going on. It was truly a family atmosphere. I love it. I absolutely love it. When you create a culture of a company that hits to this level and people just come to sit and talk to us, you've hit stardom, in my opinion. I always wanted a family atmosphere. I wanted somewhere where they can be themselves. When you come and sit down at your family, right? You're yourself. You're not trying to be somebody. You're not trying to do anything. You're just there. You're just talking to your uncles, talking to your grandparents, talking to your parents, just having a good time. You know, there's no expectations. There's no drama. At least we hope there's no drama. Well, we try to keep the drama at a minimum, but it's just there. You're just having fun. There's no expectations. When we say welcome to the family, we really want you kind of to drop your guard and show us your pain points, show us what's going on, because we're gonna ail them, we're gonna fix them, we're going to make them better. The software has the ability to have such a transparency that it's gonna be a lot easier.
I want to take a moment to talk about true champions that are helping the industry out, and that's Wendy Graves. You guys have all known her for Women in Science. She's been pushing that for quite some time, but she's also made a new alliance to help the industry out, and that's with Make It Happen Signage Academy here. I don't want to get this wrong here, so I'm going to read right from this. www.signage-academy/mih-glance. That's the information. We're going to go ahead and put it at the bottom of the show notes here and on this clip so you guys can click on it. She's going to be working with the Make It Happen Signage Academy for the Illuminated Signage Bootcamp, what's on the front lines, teaching project managers, sales, and everything in between. So definitely sign up for those things. Wendy's been doing some great work, so you definitely want to support her, and you're going to learn a lot.
I'm going to say a name, and bless her heart, I didn't ask permission, but I know she's a sweetheart and she'll do it. Her name is Dory, and she's got a sign company in Florida. She came out some months ago, or God, it's been a year now. Time flies when you're having fun. It's been over a year. She came out, she trained the software at our headquarters here in San Diego. We took her to lunch. We got to know her personally and her background and her family. She's a lovely lady, love her to death. I know as soon as I see her, I'm gonna get a big warm hug. And she's just a great person. Dory still calls just to talk. And she says hi, and she goes, oh, by the way, this is happening with the software. Could you fix it? Or I thought of a good idea, but how are you guys doing? What's going on? She is one of our best champions for the software, just because she full on embraces the family atmosphere. So for that, Dory, we love you and thank you for being part of the Square Coil family. She's one of many. It's just such a neat thing. And I sit back and I look at that and I say, okay, how did we get this culture to be so neat and so affluent? You know, let's think about the internet. Forget the internet. What vendors of yours that you rely on all the time that you still would, if you walked by their booth, you wouldn't stop and say hello? It's not normal, right? It's awkward. You know, you bought an Alltech truck from them. You go back to Alltech and just sit there and go, hi guys, how you doing? You know, I bought the truck. I just want to see what's going on. It might be awkward. Maybe they have a family atmosphere. Alltech, not throwing under the bus, I just use an example here, but it's not something normal. We got this culture because I loved my memories with my family and Leave It to Beaver family, and that culture of just not having expectations and not having to prove something, but just being there in the moment. Think of the culture of your company. Where is the culture of your company at, and how does the outside world view your company? Do you guys do reviews? You guys send out, you know, I know people when they go to a restaurant, they come back and say, hey, TripAdvisor, tell us how you like this. You know, do you like the service, you like that? Sending out something, I don't know, Constant Contact, MailChimp, any one of those programs can help you send out a little survey for your clients. But if you were to get feedback from your clientele, what would they say about your company and how they view it? That's really important. That's really, really important, because that's your outside view. You know, that's what everybody thinks of you. Whether you mean to make it that way, if you're trying to do it that way, or it just happened, dumb luck, found it to be a good one, that's awesome. But how do you keep that culture going? How do you keep that creativity going? Number one for me, listen. Listen, listen, listen. The person that talks the least can hear the most. The more that you hear and the more that you listen to your clients, the more you're going to get an idea about how the outside world views your company. That's really important. That's really numero uno. Number two, ask non-invasive questions. Because every single time I ask an evasive question, I said, do we do a good job for you? Well, they don't want to say something bad. They don't want to get into an argument. They're like, oh yeah, it's fine. But that may not be the case. They might be lying to you. So I say, how did everything go? How did everything go? Did you get everything you needed? Now it kind of opens the door of, oh, I could use this vinyl, or I could use this program, or I could use something here. And it opens the door and it's not evasive. It's not attacking. They're not on the defensive. So the questions that you ask, be very careful that they're easily open-ended and not evasive and attacking. Number three, and this is probably the most important, make sure you share it with the rest of the people that are working for you. If you get a bad review, you got to share it so everybody knows. If you get a good review, shout it on the mountaintop, scream it as loud as you can. But if you have the ability to understand the feedback, criticism, or the good or the positive, and then tell your team exactly what the outside world is thinking, together you guys can start to change the culture for the better or keep the culture if it's doing really, really well. It's not hard when I say it. It is very, very, very difficult to do. And the reason why it's difficult to do is because you have the outside world. You have our own personal lives. You know, I go home, I got four kids. One kid's crying, one kid's here, one kid's, you know, doing high school homework and he doesn't understand the calculus. The other kid decided that he didn't want to do the homework, and so he's just going to go, I don't need to do that. And, you know, I got to make sure you corral him, make sure he's working. I got all these different influences from them, and they know they got phones and they got social media, and they're getting pulled in 1,000 different directions. And I have my fiance, love her to death. Her and I are lock and step, but she has her own personality as well. I have my own personality. So we have all these things happening in the outside world in our personal lives. Then we come to work. Well, we're not in a bubble, and the employees aren't in a bubble. They have all their outside influences too. So as they come across that threshold, they have to now turn off their personal lives and turn on their work life. Really hard to do. Very, very difficult to do. So you as an owner, part of the culture of your company is making sure that they kind of know that they're in a different environment. You guys see how much Apple and Google do that, right? You see how much Apple and Google, they build like these crazy environments. It almost looks like Disneyland when they go to work there. But the people, as soon as they walk in those four walls, know they're in a different environment. There's a reason for that. It's a mental thing, a mental click that turns over and says, I'm in a different spot. I tried doing that over at Integrated Signs. We painted all the walls blue and green and really made a bunch of lively colors that was a corporate colors. So they were immersed in the cultures, immersed in the company colors. That helped. That kind of changed the mindset. When you walked in the doors, you went, oh, I'm here now. I need to focus on that. Those are just one of many little tricks. You know, environmental graphics for the signage industry, that's huge for us, right? Huge revenue source for environmental graphics. Have you put any environmental graphics in your own company? That's another thing that kind of changes the thought process. You feel like you're somewhere different. Environmental graphics are huge. I'm about to put a big environmental graphic behind me here for this podcast. I found an image. I loved it. We used AI to augment it a little bit. We turned it to grayscales, a little bit of color. Hopefully that image will be done this week, and next week you guys can see it. If not, you know, 2 weeks out. But I'm not going to rush this because it's such a good backdrop. And those environmental graphics are going to invoke thought process here as you look at the podcast and watch it. And that same thing does for your employees when they're out there, when they come in. Just thought process, you know, just kind of a different ways to do your culture. But for everybody that is a part of the Square Coil family, for everybody that stopped by the booth in Orlando, I cannot thank you enough. That was huge. It was cool. It was like a family reunion all in all. No pun intended, but love it. And the Square Coil culture is going great. I love everything that we're doing here. We're definitely going to double down on that. May 3rd is our open house. We'll have some footage of that and some camera roll for that to show you guys how the open house went. I think we got about 150, 180 people that we've invited to come see our new headquarters. And, you know, we're just proud to show off. And just like a family, when somebody buys a new house, you kind of have a housewarming. We're doing the same thing. So talk to you guys next week. Focus on the culture of your company, and you can't go wrong.